it's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Joe knows best. It's a segment about me. I'm going to throw down a topic. I'm going to explain it. And then you have to tell me if I know best about it or not. And last week I knew best, but we'll see if I know best this week. So we'll get started. I'll have about 30 seconds to a minute to explain my topic, and then you guys will tell me if I know best. So,
all right.
Topic number one, the Raiders should stay in Las Vegas. So here are the Oakland Raiders. We already had St. Louis relocate to Los Angeles, and that went over all right. You had upwards of 80, 90,000 show up for the first preseason opener. You had the Red Hot Chili Peppers perform, which is always great. You had a good atmosphere out there. Los Angeles was happy that football was back. Now the Chargers are going. It's a little bit overkill. You have two bad teams going. Las Vegas wants a football team. Clark County approves them. They have to get a majority of the owners now. But why should the Raiders stay in Las Vegas? Here's why. They're a very iconic team. Are you going to move a New York sports team from New York? No.
No.
And you had the Raiders in Los Angeles. They moved into Oakland. They've established a fan base there. Are they more iconic than St. Louis was in St. Louis? Yes. Are they iconic more than the Chargers were in San Diego? Yes. Because of the culture that they built, especially in, you take a look at, and this is the age-old example, you take a look at in music in the 90s, people like N.W.A., you watch a movie Straight Outta Compton, they have fans everywhere, all over the West Coast. You talk about the West Coast teams. I think number one dominating across the West Coast is Denver Broncos. Number two, even with the just the suckiness of the team in the last decade, the Raiders. And now they're starting to do good. Now they're starting to build a dynasty, it could be, around Derek Carr. We didn't even get to see him in the playoffs. We don't get to see these players. I mean, Khalil Mack is a beast. If you had a defensive player of the year, Khalil Mack could absolutely be up there. So I think the city of Oakland, and I think that they're going to try to do this, they want to compete. And that's what Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf said. Said, we're ready to compete. We know that Oakland offers something that Las Vegas will never have, and that is legacy and loyalty, unquote. Absolutely right. Plus, there's no stadium in Las Vegas. Investment group, including former Raiders and 49ers star Ronnie Lott, and Jets for that matter, has proposed to build a $1.25 billion, 55,000-seat stadium at the team's present site. Which, obviously, I mean, we know the struggles with Oco Stadium. I think that's a good thing. Dump. So, do I know best in saying that it would be bad for... Now, Las Vegas has everything already. Give them a football team. Who knows? They're already getting a hockey franchise. Let's see how they do with the hockey franchise. Am I right in saying that Joe knows best when I say that the Raiders should not move to Las Vegas?
Yes. They should stay in Oakland.
So, Joe knows best.
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Like you said, the Raiders built a culture in Oakland, and even with them sucking so much for the past 10 years, they still drew fans in droves to a terrible stadium that, like, when the baseball teams were playing there, the dugouts would flood because of the sewage. Like, it's a terrible stadium, and they still draw fans to this thing. And if they can knock that thing down and build a high-end stadium, they'll get even more fans. They'll get people coming over from San Francisco.
55,000 seats, that's not too much.
That is a small stadium, but they'll...
That'd be the smallest in the NFL by 10,000 seats.
Until the Chargers leave StubHub. Or once the Chargers...
Yeah, that doesn't even really count. I'm talking about Soldier Field in Chicago.
Permanent NFL stadiums.
Yeah.
But they would pack it out every game. People would come from San Francisco because the Niners suck so much. Like, it would be great for the city of Oakland to have two good teams with, heck, possibly three good, or no, the Athletics are still terrible. Two good teams with high-end stadiums, that would be great for Oakland.
Chris, does Joe know best?
I'm going to say no.
Oh, Joe doesn't know best?
I don't think you know best on this one.
Okay, why don't I know best?
I think Raiders, no matter where they go in the state of California, because at one time they were California's team, I think they're going to draw crowds no matter where they go.
Well, keep in mind, Las Vegas, not in the state of California.
Well, anywhere in that general vicinity.
So.
Anywhere in that general vicinity.
Keep in
vicinity.
Mind, Las Vegas, yes, not in the California. General vicinity of California. I believe it's 3 hours. It's out in the desert.
Okay, 3 hours isn't that far of a drive.
Kind of in the middle
of
nowhere,
actually.
It's 2.5
for me to get to FedEx, and I would go every day if I could. But I
so
think
you say they're still going to draw the crowd.
I think they're going to draw a crowd no matter what. They have a terrible stadium now. Let them revamp in Las Vegas. The fans fit in Las Vegas because of all the spikes and makeup and headgear. So you'd be walking down the street when
nobody
was Raiders fans or just somebody visiting.
I don't think you understand. I don't think guys walking around in black and white drag is the same thing as a Raiders fan.
True.
I don't know.
But I think it would be a great move for the Raiders. I think they need to refresh, revamp, start over new.
You think they need to start over new? That was this season. They started over new.
They're the Oakland Raiders, and they need to stay in Oakland.
Absolutely.
I mean, people said that about San Diego. They were the San Diego Chargers, and they needed to stay in San Diego.
No, they needed to stay in San Diego.
They need to
stay. I wouldn't be surprised, and this is the last we'll say about this on this show. I'm retiring this topic for now until more news comes out because we've talked about it too much. If they go back to Las Vegas in a month or two, I will not be – or San Diego. If they go back to San Diego, the Chargers, I wouldn't be surprised one bit if they go back to San Diego.
Neither would I.
Wouldn't be surprised one bit. So, Las Vegas, 41st largest media market. That's obviously smaller than Oakland. And now you have the 49ers playing in Santa Clara. But Oakland has its own – and there's a ton of people out there. I couldn't see any benefit to them moving to Las Vegas. They'd also have to pay the $500 million NFL location fee. Far exceeds what they are being offered in Las Vegas, is what it says. So, you don't think I know best? I know on this one. So.
No, you do on this
one. I think maybe you're just saying that as an opposition. But do you honestly think that the Raiders should move to Las Vegas?
I think it would be a great
move.
We
would be having a different conversation if... I think part of what I'm saying is performance-based because of what happened this year. Successful they were.
If it was the Chargers moving to Vegas and you said the same thing, I would possibly disagree.
All right. Well, moving on from that, number two. My number two topic here. Does Joe know best in saying that Donald Trump's presidency will be good for sports? Now, there's a lot of scrutiny coming around. You know, is Donald Trump going to have sports teams come to the White House? What is Donald Trump going to do for sports? How is he going to approach it? But here's this. Donald Trump's a businessman. We know that.
Yes.
I'm sure you know.
A very good one.
So we know that. Yeah, so he's a good businessman. He treats everything like a business. What's he going to treat like a business? Well, he's going to treat sports like a business. If there's an issue, he's going to go into it, and he's going to try to sit down. Here's what I like, is whether Donald Trump likes you or you like him or not, he still respects you for coming up and trying to stand on your ground. He respected Bernie for that. He respected Hillary for that. He respected everybody in his path for that. You had Kanye West and Steve Harvey showing up to the Trump Tower. Anybody who's everybody. C-SPAN had a live feed of the elevator. That's how many people were showing up. But here's the point I'm trying to make. They were all showing up because they wanted to do some kind of negotiation with Donald Trump. So sports could be the same way. He had already been in the sports field. He'd already tried to start the XFL. We already know about that. There's different topics that come up when talking about Donald Trump and the sports surrounding that. One is the 2024 Summer Olympics. He's trying to bring that to Los Angeles. And if he tries, I'm sure he can do it. Taxes in terms of giving a tax break to the regular taxpayers in terms of paying for stadiums. There's women's sports. There's bringing gambling to different areas. But overall, I think he's going to be good for sports because, number one, I think he does enjoy sports. He does, and he knows a lot about the entertainment industry, but he's not going to be diplomatic about it. He's going to be businesslike about it, just like everything else in his presidency. So I think you're going to see him embrace sports. You're going to see him go to sporting events. You're going to see him hang out with athletes. And when somebody wants something for their organization, they're going to go to him. Because that's the way it's going to be now. He's going to set a whole new precedent in the presidency. So am I right in saying when I think Donald Trump presidency would be good for sports? Jake,
yes.
We'll start with you.
This is a tough one.
So does Joe know best?
Considering his track record, I don't think so. His interference in the USFL ruined it. When he threw all that money at the USFL and said, hey, you should switch to fall and try to compete with the NFL. it didn't work. The league folded a couple years later, and teams were relocating mid-season, and it was just a mess. When he got involved, the USFL tanked. And so I don't trust politicians getting involved in the sports world at all. But I know
Donald Trump's not a politician.
He is.
I guess
now.
He is now. But I mean,
he has been elected.
I think he's redefined that term.
He has been elected president. He took the oath of office yesterday. He is now a politician.
I still see him as a businessman.
Yeah, me too. So,
but he's
just a presidential businessman.
But them getting involved in the sports world is never a good thing. And he,
Trump's been an owner. He's been a promoter. He's done everything with sports. I mean, you see, even in sports entertainment, you see how he's been involved with the WWE, different competitions. He's been involved in competitiveness and his deals with NBC and Comcast for many different
all the various spinoffs of The Apprentice.
Yeah, when he owned the Generals, I mean, he brought Doug Flutie to the Generals. He brought Brian Sipe to the Generals. He brought Herschel Walker to the Generals. So he was able to challenge the NFL, and that's something no one else had done. He's also had his hand in boxing promotion and Mike Tyson. Yeah, so, well, I'm talking about for that kind of era.
Yeah.
And obviously it failed, but it earned him free publicity. He's good at that. So is Joe right in saying that Donald Trump will be good for sports as
yes.
opposed to being bad for sports?
Yeah, I agree with you on this one, 100%.
Okay. All right.
I feel like as a businessman, just businessman alone, that what he shows his interest in sports, I mean, coaches are going to be able to go to him, general managers are going to be able to go to him and just work with him.
Commissioners. I'm talking about commissioners.
I mean, anybody's going to be able to go to him, and he's going to be able to work with them in a business mindset, yeah. not as a political mindset.
Yes. I think that's going to be better for that. I really do.